senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Wednesday, everybody. Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida. Redneck Riviera, USA. Thanks for listening, whether you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting app, or whether you're listening live, yo, 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 what's up? Or whether you're listening to the rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7 at crabdiving.com/listen, or live. Slash live, I mean.
Yes.
Either or will get you to the stream.
Either.
And when we're not on the stream live, it's the rerun.
That's right.
And thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link or the banner on our webpage, crabdiving.com, then use that every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission from Bezos. Costs you fuck
nine.
And then, you know, you can holler at us on Elon Musk's free speech platform.
Damn, these billionaires are just all over the fucking place. You know what I mean? I mean, God, does Jeff still have that boat?
Oh, undoubtedly. I mean, he just got it.
Yeah.
Right?
I want to know how much time he spends on it. I'm just curious. I mean, it's...
I would bet little.
A $500,000 asset. It's like...
Billion.
$500,000,000. That's what I meant. I mean, I would want to spend, I don't know, a lot of time on it because...
like all the time.
Spend $500,000,000 right. On it.
He gives a fuck.
You know, Jeff, if you go anywhere, you have so much money when you get to a port... You could rent a nice car. You don't need to carry all your cars on a boat behind your boat.
He's got, you know.
But he didn't have to.
He's got 400 other half billions.
Yay.
Doesn't he? Isn't he in the around the 200 million mark?
I don't know.
He'll be okay.
Yeah.
I saw a statistic that said that of all the world's billionaires that are under 30, which just makes me want to hurl. It'll make you want to hurl even more. All.
Yes.
Inherited money.
My God. It's, I don't know. Fuck them. Fuck them all. Fuck all these billionaires. You shouldn't fucking exist.
Intercourse the Penguin.
What?
Intercourse the Penguin. It's Monty Python reference.
Oh, okay. That's good. How far are we into the show? We've already got a Python.
Oh, reference. Yeah, yeah.
That's nice.
Cleese winning me back a little bit.
Yeah.
Cleese has gone, well, you know, he went anti-woke.
It's so stupid. It's the dumbest shit.
But he is now, I see his exes or his tweets, whatever the fuck you call them. And now he's decidedly anti-Trump and anti-Republican. In fact, I even saw a message where he was like, for some reason, people think I'm right-wing.
Well, John, I'll tell you why. Because you have some very old-fashioned ideas and you proliferate them on social media.
Well, he is 80.
Yeah, I know. And he has a platform.
Right.
And he makes people that beat on trans people feel okay about themselves. Just like that...
And for the time,
that asshole, that
you know,
Harry
in the
Potter.
60s and 70s, they were radical liberals.
Right.
And especially all the church stuff. I mean, shit. Life of Brian was banned worldwide.
Yes. Somehow he lost it. Somehow this guy, just like Jerry Seinfeld, just like a bunch of other people, they get old and
well, he probably had that same, those, some of those same beliefs then. It's just that he was considered a radical at that point, thinking that yeah. maybe women should be equal, you know,
and
certain brown people. But yes. It's just that, you know what it is? It's the cheap racist jokes that they can't tell.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know, look at Monty Python and some of the characterizations of like Asian people. True. And although in Fawlty Towers, the whole episode about the Germans, the whole don't mention the war episode, which is classic. Is kind of making fun of his character, Basil Fawlty, who's an idiot, going out of his mind to try to not offend some Germans who were coming to their hotel.
Right.
And these are, you know, this is the early 70s. And he's like, whatever you do, don't mention the war. They're very sensitive about it, you know? And then he goes on to every 5 seconds mentioning the war.
Right.
To the point where he drives himself so crazy, he does a Hitler walk across the lobby of the hotel.
But that's what happens. Now he's a joke, and now somebody else can make fun of him.
But they were making the joke, yeah. But I mean, he made he was the butt of the joke at the time too. So I don't I don't know why he's all of a sudden so pissed that he can't do his Chinese ching chong voice.
He's lazy.
Or that he can't can't do.
He's lazy. It's laziness.
Like, what shit is Seinfeld doing that is going to be so offensive?
Because these people...
Seinfeld's I don't want to go on college campuses anymore.
Right. Well, you know what? Who wants... no offense, man. Who the fuck needs to see Jerry Seinfeld's one-hour special anymore? Who needs that? We have plenty of
that. I think he's funny. I think Seinfeld's funny. I can't help that he's
funny,
a dick,
but...
and he's gone anti-woke, but I still think he's funny. I think Comedians in Cars Getting Lunch or whatever.
Yeah, that's funny.
What a great series.
That is funny.
And I think he's a good host of that, and I think he's funny. The fact that he's got this weird shit about the stand-up and the wokeness, I don't get at all.
Yeah, it really is, and it's... And the thing is... I think that this, I don't even understand this anti-wokeness shit. Like, I always thought that actors and comedians and artists, like George Carlin says, you punch up, you don't punch down. And as soon as you start doing that, you're done. You cease to be relevant. And that's what happened. This old fuck John Cleese, arrogant as shit probably. You're not going to tell him about woke. You're not going to. That's what he thinks, right? That's the same thing about Seinfeld. You're not going to tell me what I can't say on stage. I'm Jerry fucking Seinfeld.
Yeah, probably him.
Lunatics. It's such an easy thing. Woke. It means you're aware of the world.
Well, that's
you live
the hijacking
in.
Of the
world you live in
of the semantics that they. That's what they do. Before that, it was social justice warriors and anything that. Any term that came up, they would turn into a pejorative because that's all they got. They don't have policies.
Right. And the thing is with John Cleese, he doesn't understand it. And so he says, I don't understand it. It must be stupid. That is a sign of low intelligence.
Well, or a sign of stubbornness and pigheadedness.
Right.
Which is the same thing.
Yeah. He just timed out. He used to be funny and now he's a dickhead.
I still think John Cleese is funny.
Yeah.
I don't think he's lost his funniness. I never thought that Rob Schneider was funny.
No. No, but like, there is something there. It's like you're losing your relevancy. It's like you're all of a sudden you're not listening to the world in which you live in. You know?
Right. You know who has really great takes on that is Bill Burr.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody thinks, the funny thing is that he seems to have people from both sides that love him and both sides that hate him. But if you listen to everything he says, it's all pretty liberal.
Yeah. But
he makes fun of the reactionary aspect of it. Of the wokeness, or whatever.
It's just, I don't know.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo.
Wee wee.
MAGA Mike in a pickle is the headline.
Enjoy it, dumb fuck.
Faced with the possibility of a revolt in his own party.
You know, I forget every now and then that this guy, our speaker, is from a state called Louisiana. Why the fuck do we need anybody from the South or Louisiana say, hey, yeah, help us with our government. What's up?
She could have turned around fast enough.
Oh, shit.
She was looking. Anything. She was following me and looking around as I was pressing a button over on the board and assuming I was still carrying and I have no more treats.
Yeah.
So I gave her the universal sign, the showed her hands empty and waved them that she understands. And she instantly spun around like, ah, fuck you. You're not bored. You're not interesting anymore.
Give me a treat.
Human.
Right.
Faced with the possibility of a revolt from within his own party if he allows a vote on helping Ukraine fend off Russia's brutal invasion, House Speaker Mike Johnson may need help from Democrats to keep his job.
Roast in hell, motherfucker!
But the problem is many members of his party see any hint of him getting help from across the aisle as even more reason to get rid of him.
That's right.
These are the crazy Republicans that you know, this bullshit started with Newt and the fucking Hastert rule, which is patently un-American. The whole point of the body is that it is adversarial. And compromise. It forces compromise.
The Hastert rule is if you're going to pay people off for raping them when you were their wrestling coach, should it be in cash?
Hastert rule, the rule that nothing gets brought up for a vote on the floor unless it has Republican majority.
They can't govern. They can't do anything.
So you couldn't even bring up a bipartisan bill if there were enough Republicans, even though they had the majority. That's the whole thing.
They love it.
Yeah, they refuse to bring it even up.
You know, I it's weird. I think some of us think about the Republicans like, oh, we can't do anything. Oh, we're just trying so hard to get something done in the House. I think this is their thing. I think this is the point of Marjorie Taylor Greene's existence, of all their existence, to stop the business of government, to make sure Trump doesn't go to jail. That's what they want, to make Trump president. They don't give a shit about governing.
That leaves Democrats who favor Ukraine aid in an awkward position. How do you help when your help is unwanted? Jamie Raskin said, our general approach has been that MAGA Republicans have to solve the problems that MAGA Republicans create. We cannot cure the MAGA caucus of their intrinsic cannibalism.
And people are in Europe, they're like, yeah, that's cool, but how are you going to save us? Because if Trump wins, Putin's going into Poland.
Raskin continued, having said that, the real ethical imperative now is to get aid to the people of Ukraine. I will talk to anybody about what needs to be done to get aid to people. On Tuesday, Thomas Massie of Kentucky said he now supports Marjorie Taylor Greene's threat to call a vote to oust Johnson from the speaker's chair if he brings Ukraine aid to the floor. Johnson laid out a plan on Monday to do just that in conjunction with aid to Israel, Taiwan, and another measure with several GOP-favored national security-oriented provisions. So he's trying to sweeten the pots for the loonies to vote for to send aid.
They don't like Ukraine. Let me explain something to everyone. The Republicans love Russia. They don't like Ukraine. They don't like NATO.
They serve Russia.
Yeah, they love it, though.
Yeah.
They love it. Otherwise, they would give them money to save Europe and save Ukraine because investing in Ukraine to kill Putin would be the best money we could spend right now. We were giving them 3% of our military budget. Let's give them 5%. Take out Putin. I can't think of a worse person on this planet than that fuck, Vladimir. That's who you should take out. And we can do it.
with Republicans now only having two votes to spare in party line votes, a margin which will drop even further when Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin,
yes,
his resignation becomes effective later this week.
Oh, that's right.
The threat to hold Johnson, hold Johnson's power, to hold the Johnson.
Hold the Johnson. What Johnson?
Please. For Johnson to hold power, the threat is real against it. Johnson said he was unconcerned, but then delayed the release of the details of his plan till tomorrow. He's like, I'm gonna take another look at my plan.
You know what? What Mike is concerned about, I remember this. Mike is concerned about pixelating out the faces of the people on the January 6th videos that he was going to, because he's worried that these people might get arrested for storming the Capitol.
The resulting pileup has led to a tableau of incongruous and awkward scenes.
Ew.
Who wrote this? This person has a good vocabulary.
Yes.
This is Jonathan Nicholson.
Hello.
Writing, this is HuffPo, but let me see if it's like AP or something. Nope. Just Jonathan Nicholson at writing for HuffPo. What was I saying? There were two good words that were in the...
No, incongruous and something else.
Regardless, that's
something
the
fancy.
Oh, here it goes. A tableau of incongruous and awkward scenes on Capitol Hill. Tuesday morning saw Johnson at a press conference.
Yes.
Trying to shift focus away from the House GOP and back to the effort to convict Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas in his impeachment, which is not going to happen.
It's so stupid.
Once the Republicans get it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, once the Democrats in the Senate get it, it's going to go.
That's right. Sorry, Mike.
The after appearing with Johnson and at Mar-a-Lago on Friday, saying Johnson's doing a very good job, Trump said yesterday after a court appearance in New York, there's so many to choose from.
Oh, my God.
We'll see what happens with that when asked about the effort to oust the speaker. He didn't say he supports the speaker.
Right,
he said, well, we'll see what happens.
Right. See what Vlad tells me to do.
Massey gave the bluntest assessment yet as to why Johnson still was in his post, even as discontent was rising among House Republicans. They're afraid of a replay of October when the House was paralyzed for 3 weeks as the GOP met daily for hours on end trying to name a new speaker.
Yes.
But saw several candidacies implode publicly before Johnson finally got it.
Do you think this is all about the Ukraine aid sometimes? I mean, why? How is that whole House, the whole Republican side of the House, acting in the interest of Russia? What
because Trump is telling them to. Trump runs the party, and Trump is the kiss of death. If he tells a Republican he's against them in their home district, it's the redder and crazier it is. The less likely they are to support that person.
Jesus. Just God. The other countries on this planet must be looking at us like we can't even say that America is against Russia at this point. You really can't. Right. Biden is, the Democrats are, but that's not America. That's not all of us.
Well, I think
the other party.
I think they forgot another reason here. That it hasn't been voted on yet is that nobody wants to do it.
What do you mean?
Nobody wants to take that job. Even scumbag Jim Jordan.
Yeah.
None of them want to do it because they've seen how being put in the stock and oiled up and a horny elephant allowed into the ring.
But you guys have to do it. Someone has to go do something to that horny elephant, or you have to be the horny elephant or something.
No, you're in the stocks.
Oh, that's right. You have to go take what the horny elephant
banana
gets
shoved
you
in your ass.
Yeah, it's going to be more than a banana, guys.
To lure the elephant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. A peanut.
Massey said, I think the concern for that happening again is literally the only reason he's still speaker. Meaning the 3 week shit show and world laughing stock again that the Republicans have made our country.
Yeah, I mean, why does Massey like Putin? Why does Massey like Putin? What's up with that?
Well, Massey loves Trump.
Yeah. But their actions say they love Putin.
Right, because Trump tells them to love Putin.
They should ask people.
And there's probably some that are. Remember the Russians. Remember when the Russians hacked the DNC emails?
Yes.
And all kinds of shit came out. That was a big nothing burger. Oh my God, Podesta likes pepperoni on his pizzas, which of course means he likes 4-year-old cock.
Right. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh my God.
Remember the spirit dinners or whatever they were talking about and all that shit. But. And there were reports that the Russians also got the Republicans.
Yeah.
They also hacked the RNC emails, of which we've seen nothing.
Right.
What does that tell you?
Well, it tells me
that the Russians are possibly sitting on some really good shit.
Oh, hell yes.
And
of
they've
course.
Used it the past 8+ years against a lot of the members of Congress. It's just a conspiracy theory, but you know, just asking questions.
It's just sad. It's so fucked up. It's of all the things that this country could do to make things better, that is one of the easier things. All it is giving Zelensky some of our fucking money. Our stupid fucking money. That's all it is. It's 3% of our military budget.
Hakeem Jeffries declined to answer directly if Democrats would help Johnson survive, especially if it's for helping push Ukraine aid across the finish line. Hakeem Jeffries said, "I believe that there are a reasonable number of Democrats who would not want to see the speaker fall as a result of doing the right thing."
The Democrats hate these people. They hate all these people. Fall, whatever.
But for many Republicans, if the Democrats were to be for Johnson, they would be against him. Even for those not supporting an ouster, the prospect of the speaker holding on to the gavel only because Democrats allow him to is just not tenable.
The destiny of Europe is tied to what Marjorie Taylor Greene wants. Someone that came to government because she tortured someone, hounded someone that survived a school shooting. That is America right now. That's the world. That is insane.
Bob Good, a Republican of Virginia, said, "I don't think that's a sustainable position for a Republican speaker. It may be very temporarily, but I don't think that's a sustainable position." Meaning, he doesn't like compromise, keeping it open and getting things done. When there's a 2-vote difference and 2 lunatics on that side, even though there's more, can hold up the entire process, which is what these thunder twats have been doing.
They want to stop government. They hate America, these Republicans.
Thunder twats.
Oh, Thundercats. I love them. But they hate America. They obviously do. They hate our government and they work for it. And it's very weird.
This whole democracy thing just ain't for them.
No. Why were you guys so? Why were the Republicans so scared on January 6th that they all ran away? You share a lot of the same values as those dumb maggots that stormed the Capitol.
Because they know.
They know.
They know their base, and they know the base that would be crazy enough to kick in the doors and break the windows to break into the fucking Capitol.
Yeah. We're a mess. This country is a fucking mess right now. We're fucking insane. Oh my God. And the only way out is to vote correctly in November. That's it. That's it.
Troy Nels of Texas said he's unconcerned about any ouster effort because he doesn't think anybody else in the House conference would want the job. Ooh. Who wants that job? He said, "We went into 3 weeks, right? We got," he's from Texas. Ooh. "We got deep into the bench, right? We skipped over all of our leadership and everything. So then who's going to want the job?"
I don't know. Fuck you. Is he some dumb Republican?
Troy Nels from Texas.
Is he a Republican?
Republican from Texas.
Oh, what a fuck. Go fuck yourself, Troy. Good point. Yay! Who wants a job?
So there we go. We're waiting to see.
to see what insane shit happens.
The Republicans are going to do the right thing and okay the aid for Ukraine.
If you're so concerned about borders, they're having a border thing over there in Ukraine, yeah. Right? They're having a bigly border thing.
I'm less thrilled with the aid for Israel.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I'm stupid. That whole Israel thing is just a fucking blight.
I guess allegedly we've told them if they're going to do anything with Iran, they're going on their own.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. But it's not Israel, it's Bibi Netanyahu that we like propping up. That's fucked up.
Iran taunts Israel. You want more? Is the headline over the Drudge Report.
God.
This is Associated Press. Iran's president has warned that the tiniest invasion by Israel would bring a massive and harsh response. As the a notification.
Right.
From Xbox Games.
Mm-hmm.
He would bring massive and harsh response as the region braces for potential Israeli retaliation after Iran's attack over the weekend.
Yeah.
President Ebrahim Raisi spoke Wednesday at the annual army parade that was moved to a barracks north of the capital in Tehran.
That sounds like fun. From
its usual venue on a highway in the city's southern outskirts. Iranian authorities gave no explanation for the relocation. State television didn't broadcast it live as it has in previous years. They're probably worried Israel was going to attack the parade.
Yeah.
Iran launched hundreds of missiles and drones at Israel over the weekend in response to an apparent Israeli strike on Iran's embassy compound in Syria. April 1st, it killed 12 people, including two Iranian generals. Israel, with the help from the U.S., the U.K., neighboring Jordan, and other nations, successfully intercepted nearly all the missiles and drones.
Right.
But I don't know if it says here, but they were also pretty conservative about where they aimed the shit.
Yeah.
Like, Iran aimed at like, places that would minimize any casualties, it appeared. Right.
To me, it seemed like just a thing. Like they're testing, just to see how they would react.
Well, they're pissed that Israel bombed a fucking consulate.
Yeah.
Which isn't it technically their soil?
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't that how that works? Like, when you diplomatically, technically it's that other country's soil?
It's a weird thing to me that our country would just fall in line behind that fucking Bibi Netanyahu. And we all knew, and it's so funny, I don't think it's hard to predict that it would go this way. I don't think that was a hard prediction. He's going to bomb the living shit out of the Palestinians because Bibi hates him and Bibi doesn't want to be out of power, so he goes to jail, kind of like this Trump guy we
well,
have.
Well, yeah, and Trump will hold hands with Bibi and skip through the smoldering remains of Gaza together and declare the victory and talk about how great it is and how wonderful it is.
You know,
and look at all the hotels. Didn't Jared say something one time about all the great waterfront property, the world-class hotels and shit like that that could be put up?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They want that. They want that land. I mean, but like it's crazy. It's just nuts. You know, Trump did some crazy shit in the Middle East when he was president. And I thought Jared was supposed to figure all this shit out.
Yeah,
so none of
everything.
This would happen. But I mean, I hate to say it, but the Biden administration is just fucking this up, man. It is getting behind a guy like that and giving him a blank check. Ugh, God.
Meanwhile, Biden, listening to smart people, and being smart himself.
Yeah.
He's done this for a million years.
Yeah.
Returned to the house where he grew up in working class Scranton, Pennsylvania yesterday.
Yes.
Campaigning across Pennsylvania, calling for higher taxes of the rich and casting Trump as an out-of-touch elitist.
I think that's correct. I think that's also...
I also hope he's saying forced birth.
Yeah, and Trump's Handmaid's a rapist.
Tale. Yeah.
A rapist.
And Trump's waddling around dancing where he doesn't, you know, it's like a bobble. He doesn't move the bottom of his body. He just moves the top. That's about Roe. In these, every one of these fucking Trump Nuremberg rallies.
Yes.
He is saying, I got rid of Roe for you guys.
Yes.
And then he's turning around saying, well, you know, I don't know if we should do the, I think it should be up to the states. I don't think it should be a ban, a national ban.
Well, I mean,
because he's trying to twickle everybody's tinkle.
Listen, he's got to stop twickling, but he's not going to stop. He's a twickler.
Biden, let's see, posed for photos with everybody. Biden's looking to gain ground in a key battleground state where Trump spends much of the week in New York City in a courtroom for his criminal trial. It's election interference.
Yes. You know, and I don't think, I mean, isn't he having money problems? Can he afford
Who
to
are
like,
we talking about? Biden?
Trump. Biden. Biden didn't have any money problems. He's raising all kinds of cash. But Trump.
Well, you saw all the. I mean, I know this will be shocking, but they're looking into now the where this money came from. This 175 mil.
Yeah.
That was put up, like the company or the shadow group that gave him the money to put up. There's some shenaniganry there, and they're worried about foreign investments. Involved.
You're worried about foreign influence on a presidential candidate. Oh, yes. Welcome to the party. Yes, yes. I think that's all there is here. And the whole Republicans.
And did you see that they're also looking into, they're investigating a possible another crime because there was a group or a bunch of people or whatever, I don't know, banks or whatever, that agreed to cough up the entire 450 mil.
Oh, and he was saying he couldn't do it.
Before he got that 175 deal.
God,
from the appellate court. And he didn't tell anybody. And it would have been his duty to tell people, look, I've got that financing.
Right, right.
But no, he had to wait for the, hide that until the courts said, well, 175.
And then somebody gave him that money.
Shady.
God damn.
Yeah.
Why are we getting outsmarted by Schittler guys? That's insane. Aren't they able to tell where the money came from?
Well, that's what it is. They're looking into. But it's probably Justice Department. We know how, you know, on top
slow.
Of things.
They don't care.
We know how top of things Merrick is when it comes to that.
Well, I mean, listen, there's two possibilities there. They're lazy and sloth-like, like, God, who said that? Because I'm not the only, Andrew Weissman says. Or they don't want to lock Trump up, and they don't want to get Trump. Those are the only two possibilities.
Right.
And it makes me, you know, feel like they don't want to get him. If they wanted to get him, why did they do the bottom up? Why the bottom up? Why did Merrick Garland want
to
do
that? Well, that's standard procedure. You get the lower fish to,
jeez, that is,
to then turn rat on the bigger fish.
Standard.
It's the way things go.
That was a choice, though. That
well,
was
and they did
his
need,
choice.
They knew it was going to take a while because it needs to be perfect.
Yeah.
Because, sadly, we don't have the House. We don't have we don't even have the states. They have more states than we do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's you got to look at it realistically.
Yeah. I guess, yes.
So those are your headlines, everybody.
Woo! Come on, Merrick, go get him.
We want Biden to continue the states that he needs to go to.
Yeah. Michigan
and
Pennsylvania.
Convince those butthurt white people that turned on the Democratic Party and voted Trump.
Yeah.
Come back to the fold.
Right. Or don't vote.
Republicans are shit. Yeah.
Or don't vote. God, stay home. Stay home, dumb fucks.
And Republican policies are shit. The ones that they have. Right? Yes. All they can say is, we hate this. We hate Obamacare. What's your alternative? We'll get back to you in a couple weeks.
Right. Well, their policies per their actions are, we give tax breaks to very rich people.
That's it.
That's all they have. Mm-hmm. That's all those dumb fucks have.
Well, that's why they're there. Their donors put them there for that express purpose.
Yeah, they get their knee pads out and they sucky sucky on the Koch brothers and whoever.
All kinds of other shit going on. Thanks for listening, y'all. Look at time already zipping by.
That's right.
This is, let's get some good news.
Yes.
Democrats won back a majority in the Michigan House and restored the party's full control of state government on Tuesday. Thanks to two special elections. Democrats keep winning all these special elections, motherfuckers.
That's nice.
Mei Xiong, Xiong, won the special election in the 13th district.
Yes.
Which covers Warren and part of Detroit. While Peter Herzberg won in the 25th, which has cities Wayne and Westland.
Okay.
So there you go.
Good.
Ha 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 ha.
So what does that mean? Does that mean
they took back the House and the Senate in Michigan now and the governors?
Will that make it easier for Biden to carry Michigan, to win Michigan?
Well, probably, yeah, because there won't be a state legislature, a corrupt Republican legislature that'll try to decertify the vote in some capacity.
Well, that's good. Yay.
Also in, speaking of speakers.
Yes.
And Michigan, the attorney general, currently a Democrat, Attorney General Dana Nessel, her office has charged, now I'm going to let you guess which party.
Right. Well.
Former state representative Lee Chatfield.
Yes.
Who was former speaker of the Michigan House of Representatives in 2019 and 2020. He has now been charged with 13 felonies.
Wow.
After a lengthy investigation, he and his wife, Stephanie, have both been charged with embezzlement, conducting a criminal enterprise, and various other financial crimes.
Oh, shit, guys.
Evidence was uncovered that Lee Chatfield used various different schemes to embezzle, steal, and convert both private and public monies to fund a lavish lifestyle that a state salary could not possibly afford.
Damn. Was this guy hanging with Clarence and Harlan or something?
The alleged crimes they found while they were looking into his campaign accounts, some shenaniganry there, as well as a nonprofit dark money organization called the Peninsula Fund.
Wait a second. You can have something that you can actually say, oh, this is the dark money slush fund.
Well, I don't
that
think
I'm
that's
working.
What is on the incorporation papers.
Okay.
Chatfield and his wife allegedly used this Peninsula's fund account to pay for opulent vacations and excursions.
Wow.
Including one trip to the Bahamas that cost $32,000.
Damn. Wow.
A family vacation to Universal Studios in Orlando.
Yes.
And purchases of luxury items.
Wow. A $30,000 vacation. What? How does that break down? I mean,
Stephanie Chatfield made payments to her husband's personal credit cards directly from Peninsula Fund accounts.
Yes,
this is the nonprofit dark money organization.
I mean, God, you must have been staying at a nice hotel, a $30,000 vacation.
The charge of conducting a criminal enterprise carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison.
Ooh,
the four counts of embezzlement of funds from a nonprofit. between one and 20,000, each come with a maximum prison sentence of up to 10 years.
Damn.
And or $15,000 fine.
Oh, shit.
Three charges of embezzlement by a public officer of more than $50 each carry a potential prison sentence of 10 years.
God.
Up to $10,000 fine.
Who the fuck is this guy? Where is he from?
He's the former Speaker of the House of the Michigan House of Representatives. Oh, shit, and he's, of course,
right,
a Republican.
Was he one of these guys that thought that Biden stole Michigan?
Oh, undoubtedly. I'll bet. Yeah.
But we have Menendez, but it, you know, that guy's going to go to jail, right?
Well,
probably.
We'll get to Menendez in a second. Yes. I've got a story there. Secretary of State in Michigan called it an egregious, blatant embezzlement of taxpayer dollars and nonprofit funds for personal enrichment.
Oh, yes.
And they were able to go undetected for so long that they were able to go undetected for so long underscores a failure of our current laws to prohibit corruption in state government. Exactly.
Yes.
That's why we like transparency laws and right. Freedom of Information Acts, where they don't, you know, all over, they impose these onerous fees.
Oh, to file or something.
Like if you want certain things done, they'll be like, "Well, that's $50 for one page per page."
It's so,
or some shit.
So your freedom costs $50. You're right. That
freedom
right
to
you
information.
Have,
yeah,
that doesn't seem like a right then.
And in some places where you try to get police body cameras?
Oh yeah. Oh, no, these cops.
Oh yeah, that's
they don't give
well,
a
that's
fuck.
That's $500 per video. Ooh. And there's 17 videos, so
jeez.
It's really ridiculous.
These fucking piggies.
I think there was something going through the courts here in Florida about that where they were going after some of these municipalities for just prohibitively onerous Freedom of Information Act.
Right.
You know, stuff, hoops he had to go through, and money you had to pay.
Yeah, it's crazy to get the cop's body cam. But it's all right.
Yeah, or they, you know, or some, you know, you try to get something from some clerk of the court in some podunk fucking town, and they're like, you know, well, we don't have the staff, so I had to do it myself, and I get $300 an hour. You know, I mean, shit like that.
You had to do something at your dumb job. Jeez. These piggies walk around like they own the fucking planet.
So there you go. This motherfucker, Republican, former Speaker of the House in Michigan, charged with multiple felonies.
Oh, shit, guys. What the fuck is up, Republicans?
And I'm sure they'll turn around and reelect him to something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. They love it.
Menendez.
Yes.
The story here is that he may be coming up with a really good play.
Okay.
He is going to chuck his wife under the bus.
Dang, Bob.
Former Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Menendez. He was really good with foreign relations, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Why is your sock drawer so full of gold?
Is accused of running a bribery scheme from his powerful perch. Appears to be laying the groundwork for a defense strategy in which he tosses his wife, Nadine, right under the bus.
Were there not any Democratic colleagues of his in the Senate that were like, hey, what's going on with all this shit? You know what I mean?
Oh, listen to Fetterman.
Yeah.
Fetterman's like, get that crook out of here.
Is he still serving?
Yeah, he refuses
Shut
to step down.
Shut the fuck up,
he's,
I thought.
He's claiming that he's 100% innocent.
Bob, you have, I mean, I'm not an expert on this story at all, but here's what I understand. You have gold bars in your sock drawer.
So?
Well, I think.
Not illegal?
I would imagine it is in most cases.
Not illegal.
Wait a second. Where'd you come up with these gold bars?
Oh, that oh. might be. There
oh,
you
just
go.
Pulled them out of my asshole. I mean,
possessing gold is not illegal. Now, where from whence that came?
Yeah.
How you got that?
Jeez.
I went to the dollar store. That's all they had for change.
I've never even seen a gold bar. Like in a movie, I have, but. What do they look? I guess it's a bar made of gold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why do we have them?
I've seen small, and that I haven't, you know, the big giant pound ones, I've never seen those, but I've seen the little ones like they have in banks where they're.
But why do we have them though? Like, what am I going to do with them? Take them to the store?
Well, no. Well, in Republican future, yeah.
Can you break this gold bar, please?
Bob and Nadine Menendez were indicted for participating in the property scheme.
Yes.
Alleging, the DOJ alleges that Menendez provided sensitive U.S. government information and took other steps that secretly aided the government of Egypt.
Jeez, guys.
Included in the indictment were pictures of $480,000 in cash and $100,000 worth of gold bars found in the Menendez home that he is accused of receiving for acting on the foreign government's behalf.
Oh, shit. Hey, Bob, since, you know, you have this relationship with Egypt, can't you get them to open the border to get aid into
A superseding indictment later charged Menendez with also aiding the Qatari government.
Shit!
So,
when does Bob have time to be a senator? Whatever that would mean. Isn't he in charge? Wait. Before all this happened, he was in charge of what?
Foreign Relations Committee.
God damn it, guys. What? Why would...
It's cartoonish.
But why did our Democrats let this guy be in charge of...
Well, they didn't know.
You didn't know?
How do they know? Some of them may know.
Ah, that guy looks guilty, Bob. I don't know. Come on. This is crazy. This guy's
a New Jersey Democrat. Of course he's crooked.
But this crooked.
Just like when Rahm Emanuel was in the White House chief of staff.
Listen, I know Richie Daley, Daley Sr., very crooked Democrats. Did they ever have gold bars in their shirt drawer? I mean, this is to me is very...
Who the fuck knows?
Who knows? That's true. But this is on another level.
According to a filing from Menendez's legal team,
yeah,
he may be planning on fighting these charges by painting his wife as a deceptive Lady Macbeth type who was ultimately responsible for the scheme.
Screw your courage to the sticking place!
Out of damn spot. The filing suggests that Nanine Menendez, quote, withheld information from Senator Menendez or otherwise led him to believe that nothing unlawful was taking place.
You guys are running around. How much cash did they have?
And makes the case for trying the married couple separately. The latter request has been granted.
Damn.
So Menendez is like...
It's about to get interesting.
Yeah.
It's about to get interesting. But like, oh, God. How much is...
Because if she turns on him,
yes,
he could be profoundly fucked.
$480,000 in cash? Where was it?
Remember, it was like in suit coats and shit, and it was in drawers. And...
How much is like, that's $500,000. I mean, that's,
yeah.
Is that like a, I don't know how much money, how much space does that take up?
You know, if it's hundreds, it's like a suitcase.
Wow.
Not even that much, because a $10,000 stack of hundreds is just like that.
Oh, well, shit, man. Sorry, Bob. I'm just some dumb fuck that's never seen $480,000 in a single place before. Cash. God.
The original filing was in March, but it was kept under wraps because Menendez's defense team argued its strategy threatens to bias the jury pool. they're worried about it getting out that he's going to shank his wife.
Right.
Because
right.
The jury might find, potential jurors might find that a little untoward.
You know, that's, you know, that makes me think of this jury selection for Trump too. I mean, it's like they're looking for jurors that thinks it's okay to cheat on your wife right after she has a baby. And then maybe that the jurors are okay with January 6th. I mean, that's quite an ask. And so Bob Menendez, he wants to find jury members that don't care that he's betraying his wife so he doesn't go
to
jail.
Well, it's Jersey, so that'll, you know, that might not be that hard.
That's true. I don't really, wait, so somebody in Egypt probably approached him, had compromise on him, right?
No, it sounds like, no, they don't need it if they're shucking money at him.
He was just available for this.
Yeah.
He was down.
Why would they pay him? Nobody's paying Matt Gaetz. They've got pictures. Nobody, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
That's true. And Matt's showing his pictures on the floor of Congress.
Menendez has refused to resign from his Senate seat, although he did step down from his post on the Foreign Relations Committee. He's reportedly mulling an independent bid for a fourth term in the Senate.
Oh, my God. That would fuck the Democrats, right? Right?
In Jersey, no. Doubtful.
That wouldn't siphon off
votes?
No,
that'd be like Kyrsten Sinema thinking she's going to get any Democrat votes.
Jeez, man.
No, I think Jersey Democrats are done with him.
Dude, if I'm Bob Menendez and all of a sudden you're getting paid off, you're getting these bribes paid to you, and it's like, I got gold bars. It's like, do you have anything else you can give me than gold bars? Because what am I supposed to do? How do I liquidate these? How do you cash in a gold bar?
Right.
I mean, you're so greedy. You had $480,000 in cash, but that wasn't enough. Now you wanted these gold fucking bars.
And gold bars are usually stamped. Like you can follow the provenance of them, of whose they were, whose they are, whatever. If they're numbered, if they're like in a big bank's holdings or whatever.
There can't be a lot of people walking around with gold bars.
Now I want to look at the picture again.
I mean, it's crazy. I remember the picture. It was nuts, right? That he had all his cash in his closet.
I just want to see if the bars are big, giant, like weird banking ones, or if they're more reasonably.
He didn't even have a safe. You're putting the money in jackets and suitcases.
Oh, they are. They are stamped. Let me see. I think. If these are just examples of them, I don't know if these are the actual photos.
I mean, it's just so weird.
Oh no, they are the actual pictures.
Do you think he had people over? It's like, you know what? I don't like to tell anybody this, but I got all these gold bars upstairs. You want to see them? They're very cool. They're in my sock drawer.
Right, right.
They're in my sock drawer.
These are 1 kilogram bars.
Jeez. So this guy
that's 2.2 pounds?
Yeah. You think this guy's rattling around in his sock drawer looking for his key fob to his car? He's like, God, I can't find my shit. All these gold bars are in my dumb
clunk.
Drawer.
Oh, my toe.
Fuck
yeah.
This. What a joke.
Yeah, so those are 2-pound bars.
Jeez.
Holy fuck.
Don't we give Egypt lots of aid, too? We give them lots of money.
Probably, yeah.
God, Bob. Get them to open the gates to Gaza so we can give some aid to these people.
So there you go. We'll keep our eyes on that as Menendez is apparently doing a lovely pivot to chuck his wife under the bus.
Well, and also if the pivot to the end to be an independent, you should run as a Republican.
I think
they would love it.
I think he thinks he's going to. Like, be able to raise money, too.
Who's giving this guy money?
Exactly.
I feel like...
Well, he may have the goods on other people.
Right. Oh, that's true. Here's my ignorance. I've never heard of this guy before this fucking scandal. Have you heard of Bob Menendez before? I mean, he's a senator.
Yeah, I did, but nothing... Well, because of his previous trials.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was found not guilty before, or hung jury or something in a previous, his previous case.
Jeez. He should hang out with the Republicans. I wonder if he would have been offended by Rob Schneider's act, just like Cindy Hyde Pierce.
Oh, like, she got the vapors off of that.
She's such a
such
cruel...
Such bullshit.
Yeah, these people are heartless, cruel motherfuckers.
Talk about virtue signaling.
Oh, yes. The fucking comedy... of Rob Schneider is not going to make them feel jack fucking
right,
shit.
Except nauseous.
They don't care.
Thanks for joining us. Coming up on the top of the hour here, everybody.
Yay.
I've got a story here. Which one should we get to? How about this one? This is a... This is very depressing.
Oh, good. I'm just kidding.
But shows what we're dealing with here.
Yeah.
A new poll, a stunning new poll.
Oh, shit, man.
If I had a nickel.
Yes, stunning.
For every time I heard that. A stunning poll showed that an overwhelming majority of Republicans trusted Donald Trump above all others when it came to getting accurate news about the war in Ukraine.
Nine! I bought him for Trump, says America. Oh, you little fucking maggots, you bend over and you're like, ooh, yeah, give it to me, daddy. Tell me everything I need to know about the world. What sad little stupid maggots.
The CBS News YouGov poll revealed that a whopping 79% of Republicans trust Trump for the news about what's going on with the conflict.
Well, these people are very fucking stupid, very, very fucking racist. So, they hate women, they hate books, they hate reading.
Meanwhile, in second place is the Pentagon. 60% of Republicans said they trust the Pentagon for accurate info on Ukraine. 56% say they trust conservative media the most.
Right, right.
Only 33% say they trust journalists who are actually reporting from the field, from what's going on.
Well, I you know, also, we should think about it like this. They like what's going on in Ukraine. They like that Vladimir Putin might have a moment to push farther because Zelensky's running out of bullets. Maybe they like it. They love it.
Self-identified MAGA Republicans almost entirely trust Trump for information.
Yes.
And were especially opposed to aid, even more so than non-MAGA Republicans.
You know, in the Young Turks, they interview all these dumb maggots all the fucking time.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And these maggots love Putin. Do you know how I know? They say it. They even say it. They'll even say something weird like, I would vote for Putin over Biden. That's how much they love Putin. A lot of people, and this is odd to wrap your mind around, but listen to me. A lot of people in this country love Russia. Love it. And they love Vladimir
because
Putin.
Because Trump tells them to.
Yeah, for whatever reason.
Because they don't know what's going on.
They're fucked in the head and they love it.
They obviously don't know what's going on.
Well, yeah, yeah. If
they're going to Trump for their truth.
Right. Right.
Then they don't know what the situation is by definition.
Yeah. Or they like it though. They like the situation. They like
that
the war is turning. And see, Tucker Carlson, he went out there and he sucked Putin's dick. And then Putin rewrote World War II history, right? He reframed the Nazis. Oh, my God. And they loved it. They like this world. They like this reality.
That's a scary, scary poll.
Yeah. Well, that's and also not a surprising one. I was out doing a show last night and, you know, I know I'm all the time talking to fucking maggots that feel that way. Of course they feel that way. They're more concerned about Biden sniffing all this hair.
He's the only one that's ever stood up to people for right and wrong. He does a lot of things wrong, but he does a lot of things right that people appreciate.
So I think he's the best president for us, and he wants what's best for the people, not for him.
Man, he's been beat up since before he even came into office. And people think that he's verbally confrontational. Well, wouldn't you be? I mean, I think that he's doing a great job fighting for, you know, he keeps going. Who can do that?
The alien in the alien movies just keeps going. I don't know. A dictator,
you know,
an evil
he
person.
Keeps going. Who can do that?
I believe he's the most persecuted president we've ever had, and I think he's
says the guy who's wearing an Australian cowboy hat with a MAGA hat squeezed onto the top of it.
Now I know all these people's voices because they ask these people. They must ask these people so many questions because the Young Turks have so many recuts of these interviews. And that guy, is something else.
And I think he's worth the trouble.
Well, it's not so much the man. It is all the people in the United States. We are all standing united because he said he's giving us back the country. And we got to stand up and take it.
Yeah. Well, see, that's honest, though.
Oh, country, we got to stand up and take it.
That white supremacist is angry pants because Obama said gay people could get married. And now he's the grievance. And now he's actually saying, I like this.
Well, and he was black.
Yeah, that's right. These guys are, I'm convinced all these Trump supporters, many of them are meth heads. And you would have to, no, look at the way they act and talk. Like, you would have to convince me otherwise that they are not on fucking meth.
Or Adderall or equivalent.
No. They are meth heads. They're spending all their money on that fucking Trump merch. I can't imagine how much they spend on these hats and these shirts and these fucking rallies.
They're gazillions.
They don't have Adderall money. They got meth money.
Carrie Lake.
Speaking of meth money.
Talk about your stochastic terrorism.
Yes.
Carrie Lake, once I get past.
Has
this
she conceded the
ad,
midterms? No. That she
never
lost?
Will. Never will.
Well, okay.
Never, never, never. Gonna happen.
Right.
So she was. Let me see if I can find this, a different cut of this.
I don't
really
even
quick.
Know where Carrie Lake fucking came from. I have forgotten.
Arizona?
I know, but like
she's
you know,
that's
right.
Arizona Fox News anchor.
Damn, why is that a road to the Senate or what's wrong with us? Jeez,
let me see if I can find her quote here.
That's what happens with the Republicans. All these people are so stupid; they don't have any smart friends. They just have people that work at Fox. Hi, I'm going to hire Peter Navarro.
Arizona Republican Senate candidate.
Okay, I want the clip, not the clip about the clip.
Yeah.
Here we go. Uh-oh.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Purged.
That's right.
The next 6 months is going to be intense. And we need to strap on our, let's see. What do we want to strap on? We're going to strap on our seatbelt. We're going to put on our helmet or your Carrie Lake ball cap. We are going to put on the armor of God. And maybe strap on a Glock on the side of us just in case.
There you go.
God, she's running for Senate.
Yeah, in Arizona, yeah.
They had a senator there that was shot in the face, right?
House member.
House member, excuse me.
Gabby Giffords.
That's in poor taste, Carrie, don't you think? Doesn't bother her.
God, are you kidding me?
These people.
They had to hose her off afterwards. The crowd that was there.
Armor of God. Then maybe strap on a Glock on the side of us just in case. You can put one here and one in the back or one in the front, whatever you guys decide. Because we're not going to be the victims of crime. We're not going to have our Second Amendment taken away. We're certainly not going to have our First Amendment taken away by these tyrants.
Okay. I don't know what to say to that. That person's running for office in America. I mean, did any of those
almost won the last time.
Right. Did she really? Was it that close? It was close, right?
Yeah, you know, I forget. 100,000 votes maybe or something?
It's,
or,
you know, it's so hot in Arizona that it, to me, if you were a candidate running in Arizona, the first thing people would want to ask you is like, we're melting. What are you going to do about it? We're melting. Please stop with the cyber ninjas. We're literally melting in this fucking state. It's so goddamn hot. And there's so many people there that are undocumented, right? And that are poor, that can't afford air conditioning. In Arizona, there are people in Arizona without air conditioning. What if you campaigned in Arizona and said, hey, I'm Carrie Lake. It's my mission to make sure every human being in this dumb fucking state of ours gets AC. Why wouldn't you say
so
that?
So you're a Democrat.
That's what people need, man.
So you would be a Democrat.
I don't understand.
You wouldn't be a Republican if you're doing something that's going to help actually help people.
But how can these people be such cultists that is so uncomfortable and so hot? I mean, the cultists here that are Trump fans in Florida that have AC, if Trump did something and they lost their AC, I think that would be the end of him. But Carrie Lake is talking to people that are already melting and I don't get it. Don't you want things? Don't you want things?
Yeah, she wants to run things. They want to run things.
Right.
Into the at the end of a whip.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got also in the news. Checking the old headlines here. See if anything new came up.
Let me ask something real quick. You think The Handmaid's Tale, you know, when that book was written, it was supposed to be like a cautionary tale, right? We don't want to end up like this.
Dystopian, yeah.
I think maybe some people read that and were like,
wistfully.
It's a blueprint.
Oh, yeah. This sounds great.
Shit.
I've got this story here. God, there's reports that Melania is just not happy about this this trial.
Well, I saw that too, and I'm trying to find out. Like, to me, it would be news to say Melania is overjoyed at the trial. I mean,
well, but she's also spinning the bullshit that it's election interference, and that, you know, that's what she's publicly saying.
Of course, of course,
but she ain't there. If she's supporting him 100% and she thinks it's all big lies, why wasn't she sitting next to him in the E. Jean Carroll trials? Why wasn't she sitting next to him in this?
Yeah, yeah. She hates this guy, but she is a Nazi. Let's not forget. Nazi.
Carrie Lake wants you to strap on a Glock.
A lot of strapping on there, Carrie. Right. Jesus. These guys, it's like, can you do a speech? This is an acting exercise, or I would give these Republicans. I want you to improvise a political speech and leave out any mention of violence, if you could, or racism. Maybe. Yeah.
Marjorie Taylor Greene's like, somebody say strap on.
Yeah. She can't wait. She's already firing.
This is. Why can't we have nice things, I guess? File this one.
Okay.
Lawmakers in Germany.
Nine!
This is a good story, though.
Okay.
Now, listen to what's happening in Germany.
Okay.
And think about what's happening here.
Right.
The German parliament has voted for legislation that will smooth the process for transgender, intersex, and non-binary people to change their names and gender identity.
Wow! Wow, John Cleese must be having a fucking stroke! Oh my God, make sure John's okay!
Lawmakers in Germany on Friday voted for a law to make it easier for transgender, intersex, and non-binary people to change their names and gender in official records.
Wow, how sane! That makes so much sense!
Friday also saw the approval of a draft bill allowing married couples to take a double name.
Yeah.
So they can merge their names.
God, who gives? Yes, absolutely. Merge your names.
Under the current law, people may officially change their first name and gender only after they've been assessed by two psychiatrists and a court has given permission. Now, the Self-Determination Act, as it's called, would allow these changes to be made in a simple procedure.
Nice. Nice. Why can't we do that? Oh, I know why. All the Republicans are like, what if a guy cuts his dick off and joins a volleyball team? That's where we are.
The new law also would apply to those who do not identify exclusively as male or female, termed non-binary people.
Yes.
The law would require people to inform registry offices 3 months in advance, changes to be made, blah, blah, blah. In case of those under age 14, only the legal representative of the person would be able to lodge the application. So, you know, parent or guardian.
Yes.
Those over 14 can file for themselves. 14.
Wow,
with the approval of their legal representatives.
Somebody better check on that dumb fuck that wrote Harry Potter. She's very upset right now. She's losing it.
If the kid wants it, but the approval is not given by the family, a family court will be convened and approve changes if the official gender and name changes do not go against the child's well-being.
Listen to that last statement. Listen to that. We don't give a shit about that. The child's well-being.
No, we don't care about anybody's well-being except rich white people.
We hate kids in this country until they're not fetuses.
With the new law, Germany would be following the example of Spain. Spain?
Yes.
Christian as fuck. Jesus everywhere.
Right.
Which in early 2023 passed a law allowing people over 16 years of age to change their legally registered gender without any medical supervision.
Yes. There you go.
And oh, look. Spain has been sucked into the bowels of hell.
No, no. It's okay, John. John Cleese, it's okay. Don't worry about Spain.
John, he's not that bad.
No. He's a famous guy who is known for commenting on things that are stupid, and he is being stupid.
But he's
wild.
Not the face of anti-trans activism. I would give that to JK.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
She's far more heinous when it comes to that. And nasty.
She is fucking nasty.
Nasty.
She's written letters to Parliament over it, right?
Right, right. I mean, she's just nasty about it.
She should be in that. She should get citizenship over here and run for something in Florida. They'd love you.
But they have their loonies over in Germany, but they're not winning.
Right.
The law came under fire from conservatives, most notably the far-right Alternative for Germany party.
Shit.
AfD, Alternative für Deutschland, which has said it will allow people to arbitrarily change their genders. It's going to be a boy one day, a girl the next. This is the ridiculousness that the Republicans here spew. Remember Louis Gohmert? You know, when I was a teenager, I would have put on a dress to say I was identifying as a girl today, so I could go in the locker room and look at titties. Mm-hmm. Louis. And go in the bathroom and peep over the stall, watch them tinkle.
That's because you're stupid.
That's because you had bad parents.
Right, and you're dumb. That's the whole binary thing that these dumb people are like, things got to be one thing or another. And if they're not one thing or this thing, then my head explodes because I'm incredibly stupid. I am so stupid.
Unshockingly, the Christian Social Union opposes the changes.
Yes. Okay.
Their spokesperson on family affairs, Dorothy Barr, told broadcaster ARD the law was not thought through from start to finish. It will lead to many upheavals in families.
Upheavals. Coming from a Nazi that's rich. Or what are they, Christian, whatever the fuck?
Christian Social Union.
How do these right-wing, conservative, kind of fascistic parties exist in Germany? I thought they got rid of all that shit.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, get rid of that everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. We got it.
During Friday's session, the Bundestag also approved a law giving married couples and their children more freedom to choose and change their last names.
Yes.
The vote was carried by a large majority against opposition from the far-right AfD.
Yes.
Currently, married couples in Germany must choose a joint family name for both spouses. If they don't do so, they retain the surnames they had before marriage. Right. Now it allows them to take a double name made up of their combined last names, but not necessarily joined with a hyphen. So they can just merge them together and make a whole new last name.
How nice. Jeez.
In the case of divorce, children will be able to change their name if one of the parents does.
Okay.
Up till now, children have to keep the name they had at birth, even if they live with the parent who had dropped the married name.
Right.
So there you go.
Look at them
making things like better for kids.
They're evolving. We could do things like that.
We could do really nice things.
All we have to do is vote a lot better.
Yes.
And at that house, it's that Congress of ours. Shitty. We have a shitty Department of Justice too. If we could fix those two things. Oh yes. Wait. I'm sorry. Also the judicial. Our judicial is fucked right now.
Everything is kind of
Our SCOTUS is fucked.
It's needs a lot of help everywhere.
It's weird too that we do all these stories. It's like all these decisions come out from our SCOTUS, and it's just sort of, they happen, but they also happen in the background of Alito and what's his fuck are going on these like ecstasy parties to Indonesia with Harlan Crowe fucking all over the place, doing whatever. Jenny Thomas, wife of the SCOTUS, is going around, you know, campaigning for insurrection. But yet all these decisions come down from this court, and we have to abide by them. That's bad.
I've had a story for a while that I just thought was funny since we're talking about name changes. Oh,
yeah.
New Zealand.
Hello.
Generally perceived to be liberal as fuck.
No, this isn't a story about New Zealand being stupid, is it?
Well, I didn't know they did this, but I guess I would have to debate. I haven't really thought about whether I agree with this. But in New Zealand, they have a list of banned baby names.
What?
Like names that you just can't, they will not allow you to name your baby.
Is it because too many people are named this?
No, it's because of perceived harm to the child.
Oh, wait.
Because of having weird fucked up names or even having names that are like superlatives, like Messiah.
Yeah.
Or Princess.
Right.
Well, as a first name.
That's banned?
Those are names that are banned.
I think I understand this. And it seems like they're coming from the standpoint of, we don't want this kid named Princess Smith to go to school the first day. And it's just going to get tortured from K through 12. Because their parents are lunatics and name this the stupid name. Do you think that's where they're coming from?
Every year, the country, which has strict naming laws, releases a list of the most commonly declined names. For 13 years, it's been King.
Yeah.
Now these are the names that people submit and are turned down for. So King was the biggest.
Right.
And now it's been ousted by Prince.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel about that because Prince is Prince. And that was his real name.
Well, he would have an issue over there. But he also probably wouldn't have had a drug problem.
Was it Prince Rogers Nelson?
Yeah.
What was his name? According to a news release from New Zealand Department of Internal Affairs, five sets of parents tried to name their child Prince. Tied for second place, Bishop.
Well, come on. What is going on?
The number three.
Yes. The third one? This is
the Roman numeral three.
I'm for that. I hate Roman numerals. Fuck Roman numerals. King. I love this. Yes.
Major and royal.
That's the first thing. If vote for me, I will ban the use of Roman numerals anywhere. I don't give a shit. I hate them.
I knew someone who has brothers named Lord and King.
Yeah.
And they're parents are crazy Christians.
Did those names do them any favors when they were growing up?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I would think no.
Is this some holdover from some old laws?
One of them's way gay.
Yeah. But is that in New Zealand, is this some holdover from like ancient laws? Like in this country, we have laws that say you can marry a 14-year-old. And we haven't gotten rid of them necessarily.
Freedom.
Different problems.
Also names that were turned down. Messiah. Rogue.
I like Rogue.
Sovereign.
That good. That is horrible for a child to spell. I
Asia Royale, one word.
Oh, damn.
Captain Isis, Chief Empress Pope.
These are first names.
Notoriety and Fanny.
Notoriety?
Who? And there's an asterisk because Fanny, like our friends across the pond.
Oh, yes.
Fanny means vagina.
We don't understand why they do this. And here's what we know about New Zealand. They don't have snakes. Okay.
Right.
They had a high vaccination rate and not very much COVID, correct?
Kind of, yes.
We don't know why.
And they locked the fuck down.
Right. But okay, other than locking the fuck down, who knows why any of that happened? Maybe all of a sudden, if people can start naming themselves Messiah,
right?
Just the whole island goes to shit.
And you can go see the Lord of the Rings sets there.
Messiah. What? Yeah, that's probably a huge thing.
The National Registrar, Russell Bernard, said, names are a gift, and they're an important part of a person's identity.
What if we get rid of Russell, though? I don't love that.
We encourage parents to think about their child and how they might feel about their name later in life.
That's good, though. I'm conflicted.
That's why I said I would need to do some ciphering about this one, because there's part of me that agrees, part of me that thinks it's ridiculous.
I think I would be in charge over there, and all of a sudden I would fall in love with this list, and I'd be adding shit to it every day.
Prince with a Y was turned down.
What was?
Prince with a Y, P-R-Y-N-C-E.
Who does this? Wait. Who does the job of turning the names down?
This National Registrar guy. You got to run it by the government.
Is he busy all day reviewing names? He's like,
well, it's probably not a guy.
Is fine. Fred is fine. Lois is fine.
You probably go through local toadies.
Messiah? No. He farms it out. He only sees the ones that are questionable. He's like, somebody
wanted to name their kid King Killer. K-I-N-G-K-I-L-L-A-H. King Killer.
Well, I mean, that, you know, it's...
Another one. Leonidas King.
Leonidas sounds like...
That's the lead character from 300.
Oh, I was going to say, it sounds kind of white supremacy.
With all those oiled up... what were they, Phoenicians or whatever the fuck they
Leonidas.
Were.
Leonidas.
Notoriety.
I
Pope. I think Pope is pretty funny.
Why not Pope?
I'd be like Pope Patrick.
What? Why am I named Pope?
Pope Vile the First.
This is my child, Notoriety, and this is Pope. What about pets?
If I have XIX, the Roman numeral.
Yeah, that's out.
29.
Not allowed. I have a question. If I want to name my dog Pope, am I allowed?
Yes.
Really?
But not your kid.
Cat? I can name a cat Pope?
Sure.
Any pet name is...
Yeah, you're
is
right up
even
there.
Even if I wanted to name my dog the Roman numeral 4, which is IV for right. No reason.
Yes. Absolutely. Shit, man. That's freedom.
But they don't have snakes over there.
But I never heard of it. I guess I never thought about, you know, having a law that.
Do you imagine?
To restrict what you can name your baby.
Going rock climbing in New Zealand. So, okay, I can't be named Notoriety. But I'm climbing up a cliff, and whatever crag in which I put my hands to climb, there will not be a snake. There just won't be. And I will let you.
But sharks.
If I get in the water.
They do have sharks.
They have pools. I'm not swimming in New Zealand. I just think that's a freedom I could do. I would make that deal. You call me whatever you want, but there's no snakes. Deal. I love it. What's my name? Tell me. You know? Yeah, I won't be Notoriety. No problem. Leonidas.
Dash King.
Right. It's a high
Leonidas King.
Are there any rules in America? Like... Can I?
Well, that's, yeah. I mean, you probably can't name your kid like cunt.
Really?
But maybe you can. Let me ask the AI. Can you name your kid cunt?
in the U.S.
Poor Elon Musk would have a real time over there. He's got a kid named like 3.14 algorithm, some quotient, right?
Yeah.
Be tough.
I don't really see. Let's see.
Did New Zealand ever go through a time where things weren't great over there, where it was like they had a king and, you know, there was lots of bad shit going on?
The United States has very few laws governing given names. This freedom has given rise to a wide variety of names and naming trends.
Oh, okay. Wow, look at us.
Traditionally, the right to name one's child or oneself as one chooses has been upheld by court rulings and is rooted in the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment and the Free Speech Clause of the First Amendment.
Yes.
But a few restrictions do exist. Restrictions vary by state, but most are the sake of practicality. For example, several states limit the number of characters that could be used due to limitations of software used for official record keeping. For similar reasons, some states ban the use of numerical digits or pictograms. A few states ban the use of obscenity.
Can I name myself an emoji? Can I be...
Not in some states.
Crying apple or...
In some states, maybe. Right.
Because it's a character on the board. I could be...
Oh, in Kentucky. There are states, a few states like Kentucky, that have no naming laws whatsoever.
Yes.
A few states ban the use of obscenity.
It's weird that people aren't in charge of their vaginas in much of this country, but you can name people whatever you want. But in New Zealand, I bet abortion is legal there, right?
Yeah, I would believe so, yeah.
Yeah. But they're concerned that you would name your child something that would have a negative effect. See, they care about children so much more than we do. You know, and maybe this is an overreach, I guess, but at least their heart's in the right place, right? I mean, they don't want some kid to be tortured because their name is like, you know, the Roman numeral 8 underscore.
right, or Leonidas. You know,
eggplant emoji. Leonidas.
The Abortion Legislation Act of 2020 in New Zealand decriminalized abortion, allows abortion on request during the first 20 weeks of pregnancy. After 20 weeks, it's permitted if the health practitioner deems it.
Wow. In 2020? Jeez. God.
No exceptions. You know what I mean. It's not... They have exceptions and everything.
Right.
So, no... Well, actually, no questions asked. Mm-hmm. No questions asked up to 20 weeks.
Yeah.
Also, but it's totally decriminalized.
Right.
Again, why can't we have nice things?
We're arresting you because you've named your child the Roman numeral 3. You have a right to an attorney.
Let me see if I can find this clip. that what's his fucking name? Ollie something or other from the... He was one of the January 6th organizers.
Mm. Don't know. Ali. Well, he was not the guy with the horns.
We've played him before.
Was he the guy that shit everywhere?
Oh, my God. We have to... I've got a clip. I've got a couple clips we got to get to.
Yeah.
Stat. Ali Alexander. Remember him?
Oh, yes. Of course.
He says... Oh, well, here you go.
I do not believe that a raped woman should be able to have an abortion. I do not believe that incest should be allowed to have an abortion. I believe that if the doctor consults on abortion, he should go to jail. I believe if the Uber driver takes someone who he suspects is getting an abortion, should go to jail. I believe every family relative who casually participates in any conversation about abortion should go to jail. That's my position. I do not believe that a raped woman should be able to have an abortion. I do not believe that incest should be allowed.
Then it loops. There you go.
You know, this sounds crazy, and it is crazy. I don't think that I think that a lot of Republicans share this view. Honestly, I really do.
Oh, 100%.
I don't think that's that uncommon. I bet if you polled people just outside our area here, a lot of them would say that they wouldn't have a problem at all.
100%.
Well, I don't think there's really any such thing as a gay community, because in the Bible it says in Romans 1 why people fall into perversions. And, like, you should all just thank a straight person that we're all here today on the earth and that we can all be friends.
How many guns do you own, Mr. Cowboy Hat? Right. See, I think that's the guy that used to live near us. He looks just like that dude.
You know, and look at the people that want to oppress this LBGQ or whatever the heck it is, all these transgenders and gays, and, you know, I don't believe in all that crap. That's just, you know.
If somebody was, you know, so an American who...
I don't believe in all that
crap. Hey, man. I mean, listen. This is the thing. It's like...
What does that mean, you don't believe in all that crap? You don't believe it exists? Or you don't believe it should exist, which means you're into genocide. You want to kill an entire group of people simply because of something they can't control.
See, that's why, to me, it's John Cleese's views on this is notable, because that guy is a dumb fucking meth head. That guy's a fucking idiot that we're listening to. He's stupid. He's like, this guy is dumb as shit. But John Cleese is in the Venn diagram with him.
I don't know. This guy has a nice polo shirt on. He's well groomed. He's like 60s, you know, or whatever. But I think this guy's got money. He's got costly sunglasses on.
Yeah, that's true.
I think he's just got stupidity on the brain. Yeah. I don't think he's got meth.
Right.
I mean, he might have some prescription meds going on. He's probably got some for my back.
Yeah.
I take something for my back.
I ain't methed out, but I got a whole bunch of Xannies on board.
The people that want to oppress this LBGQ or whatever the heck it is, all these transgenders and gays, and, you know, I don't believe in all that crap. That's just, you know.
If somebody was, you know, so an American who was born gay thinks that the presidency matters and their issues matter, what would you say to that that person?
They need to read the Bible. They need to read the Bible. Ain't but one thing you can believe and trust in this world today, and that's God's word.
Tell me.
Yeah, you're leaving off the Trump and Trump, yeah. You cultist dumb fuck.
Which God? That drives him crazy, by the way.
Trump.
Drives them when if you ask someone like that question.
Oh yeah.
Which God are you talking about? What do you mean? Which God? What God?
This dude on the Young Turks that interviews these people. He's very good with and he gets these guys just to say the shit. These guys are idiots.
This is quite a pairing.
Yeah.
But it makes perfect sense. Let me see if you can guess who these two players are.
Okay.
We need more outsiders like myself, like Matt Gaetz, and people who are willing to fight.
George Santos.
Bam!
Ding, 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 ding. Now, I hope they play the host.
Okay.
More outsiders like myself, like Matt Gaetz, and people who are willing to fight for the American people. That's why every single time you see an outsider like Lauren Boebert or AOC, I don't like AOC's policies. I don't agree with her. But I can tell you one thing. She's not corrupt. And I respect that about her. She's not a corrupt member of Congress.
No, she's just an idealist.
You missed the host saying, no, she's just an idiot.
She's not corrupt.
Thanks, not a corrupt
George.
Member of Congress.
No, she's just
an idiot. Idealist. Okay, she's idealistically stupid, but she's not.
Oh, man, you named that in four words.
No, she's just an idiot. Blah, blah.
No, she's just an idiot. Five words.
Yeah, you know what? If I'm AOC, I'm calling this guy. I'm like, listen, man, I don't need you to please don't.
Santos is on the Stu Peters show.
I think that's a good.
That's why I said it makes sense. Makes perfect sense.
I think this is a good pairing.
Idealistically stupid, but she's not corrupt. So the reality is I'd rather have 10 AOCs than one Nancy Pelosi, than one Steny Hoyer, than one Kevin McCarthy, than one Dan Crenshaw, because these are people who are morally corrupt, for the elitist establishment and for all the special interest groups. They're the ones writing all the IOU. If you fund us, when I get elected, your pork gets through. That's the problem. We need more outsiders like myself, like AOC, like Lauren Boebert.
You're going to be inside. Somewhere yeah. in the not too distant
future, you're the opposite of an outsider, buddy.
George Santos on the Stu Peters Show.
Now, I don't know. Maybe he's on meth, but how does he? It must be wild for Steny Hoyer and all these other guys. See, like, who was I paired with? Kevin McCarthy.
What are you?
Listen, these guys. He threw shade at another Republican too that I didn't understand. But Kevin McCarthy and you and Santos, they have the same views. They like Trump's balls, right?
Oh yeah,
love it. You're not different.
This is. Let me see if I can. Let me see how long this clip is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm down. You'll recognize these tones shit. Instantly.
Okay.
In three, two.
You need one.
No, it's Shane Vaughn.
Juror.
Shane Vaughn. Shane Vaughn talking about Trump's legal case. Fresh from his apology that he's not a racist. Oof.
You need one juror that does the right thing, and it shuts all the other jurors down. Because in a criminal verdict, it has to be unanimous. So I tell you how I'm praying, saints. I'm praying whoever right now in jury selection, listen to me by the Spirit of God. We need to be praying right now.
Okay.
The will of God on earth as it is in heaven. We, by the way, if you've not heard my latest sermon on prayer, you need to go watch it at fhtv.tv.
God.
Yay.
Anyway,
what a
we
plug.
Need to begin praying for that juror. For that one person that y'all will touch their heart. Because they can mess up the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
One person. That's the power of the U.S. justice system. For a guilty verdict, it has to be everyone on that jury has to be in agreement. Your job. Let's begin to pray.
And ideally, they're going to come back in 5 minutes.
Yes.
Or they're going to be like, Your Honor, we don't even have to go in the chambers.
Right.
We don't even have to go vote. This is ridiculous.
This Shane Vaughn is
guilty.
He's like, we got to pray. But you know, go to HGTV.com.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
But he's praying for someone to lie.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He's praying for someone to just say, fuck it. I don't care what the evidence is. We're going to find him not guilty and hang
cultist.
The jury.
I'm a fucking cultist.
Has to be everyone on that jury has to be in agreement. Your job. Let's begin to pray. During jury selection this week and next week, we are the army of the Lord. You and I are the army of the Lord. And I am believing God. I'm not prophesying and I'm not predicting, but I am declaring by faith, not guilty, or mistrial. I'll take either one.
Oh, okay.
You notice he popped that disclaimer in there where he said, I'm not prophesying
predicting,
because he knows Trump is going to be found guilty.
Shane, you don't have to do that, though. These people don't give a shit. You can make wrong predictions and just say some bullshit about Jesus. They don't fucking care. You need to do that.
Well, he knows that. But I still want to know who got to him.
About that apology?
About the whole racist thing, yeah.
Maybe his wife heard it and bothered her. I don't fucking know, man.
I mean, it's just, it's amazing to me.
It's a bizarre apology.
Right? I mean, it's very strange.
Yeah. And it turned out, the apology had happened, but it really was just an affirmation of what he said.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Wasn't really an apology.
Sort of.
Did he ask God to forgive him for what he said about Ketanji Brown?
No. Fuck that. Are you kidding me?
Oh, Shane, you got to ask God.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Well, I don't know. That's the whole thing, right? You're praying for a mistrial? Isn't that weird? dear Jesus, with your power. Why don't you pray that the jurors, you know, listen to their conscience.
God damn. Excuse me.
You know, I saw Rudy on TV.
And, he's not looking good, right?
No, not really.
He's really not looking well.
Or sounding well.
Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah.
We have.
Hell yeah, we got 18 minutes. I love it. 18 minutes of Rudy.
Well, I don't think
get
we
that
have.
Fart shit
I don't exactly have that. It's very short, actually.
Aw, fuck.
Slavery was terrible. It was an awful thing. Yes.
You know this is not going anywhere good. If Rudy's like slavery was horrible, it was a terrible thing.
He said slavery was awful.
Are we waiting for a butt?
Shit, man.
Slavery was terrible. It was an awful thing that we did. So did almost every country in the world.
Right.
Long before us, thousands of years before us. And I think, at least we're the only modern country that fought a war to end it. And hundreds of thousands of white men died to free black men. Why don't we celebrate that? That's a heck of an extraordinary thing.
Hundreds of thousands of white men died to free black men. Why don't we celebrate that?
Well, you know, Rudy, we almost do. What we do celebrate is the hundreds of thousands of white men that died to keep slavery. That's what your side wants to celebrate all the time. Do you ever notice that? Even Donald Trump mentioned Robert E. Lee in that weird fucking speech of his.
Right, man.
They celebrate the opposite of what you're saying, stupid. They don't like that outcome. Why would these races celebrate the undesirable outcome of the Civil War in their point of view?
Tell me what MAGA means.
Well, America was certainly great when we valued the nuclear family and family values.
And you think that Trump espouses that? I mean, we'll take him as an example.
This is particularly irritating. This is like a high school kid, in MAGA regalia who's obviously been fucking brainwashed by his racist scumbag parent.
Yeah, he's done. Don't ever vote, you dumb fuck.
He's been married at least three times anyway that I can think of. What makes him the mouthpiece for all the things that you care about?
I would say that compared to...
I would say he hates blacks like I do.
This kid's a fucking racist.
About.
I would say that compared to what the Democrats have to offer, I think that he is the better of the candidates to espouse that kind of thinking as opposed to transgenderism and you know, different gender identities, et cetera, things like that.
God, I mean, it's just
this is who we're up against, everybody. Vote.
Does J.K. Rowling, that Nazi, ever think, boy, my opinions are also held by this dumb fucking, I say kid, you know this person's about 18, so this is an adult who's lost. Fuck him. I mean, you're in the same intellect Venn diagram with this person. Doesn't that bother you? You're stupid.
Fuck no, she's a billionaire.
You're stupid!
Give zero fucks.
Things like that.
To think that a child of five or six can determine that they want to be a boy because they're a girl, or they're a girl and they want to be a boy, and that the state or wherever they're living has the right to put them through transformation or transition, and the parents don't have a say. Now, that's not legal in all places.
I was going to say, that's not happening. That isn't happening. I mean, like, no. There are people talking about it, but there's no sort of political movement to make it happen for 5 and 6 year olds.
Oh yeah, what was the?
You and your facts and shit. Oh yeah,
this is. I mean, I say my favorite, meaning the stupidest one, but this is one of my favorites. This person,
she looks horrified when he hits her with those facts. She does. She's like, what, huh?
Her brain's exploding.
Oh God, yeah.
The tiny brain.
Like there are people talking about it, but there's no sort of political movement to make it happen for 5 and 6 year olds.
Oh yeah, what was the recent pride events? What were they?
Pride events was gay pride. That it's been.
Oh, and the transgender didn't enter into the picture at all. Have you seen their new flag?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. I'm not, but transgender has nothing to do with 5 and 6 year olds. I mean, but if you're born gay in America, you should be able to have.
Do whatever you want, but don't destroy the children. I'm just saying that's one part of the agenda, which is really bad.
Destroying the children is a part of the agenda.
All I think when I see these people, particularly her, and I, you know, how do we keep these people from voting? What how do we?
You can't.
They're just so dumb.
They're so way into it.
There must be some way to trick them into not going or something. I mean. To make them, is it illegal to send these people to fake voting booths?
Yeah. That's really what Jacob Wall and Berkman.
It's not fair.
Got in trouble for.
I'm going to say something. It's not fair. I know that I'm smarter than her, right? I think I am. I really do. And it's bullshit that my vote is the same as that fucking idiot. Fuck that. That's dumb. Fuck that. Why do we let these dumb people vote? Why is that?
Actually, who knows what state she's from? If she's from like Idaho or something, her vote means a lot more than your vote. Remember?
Oh, I hate that. Oh, that's right. I do remember that. Yes. How horrible. What if we sent all these people to Idaho and walled it off? God, it's just not. Ugh.
Oh, God, this story was a couple of days ago, too. This was unsurprising, you know, and this is going to happen forever. I mean, there will be new, like an onion that never ends.
Yes.
There will be new levels of depravity and horrible shit that we discover that the Trump campaign, Trump presidency, Trump post-presidency did. And here's one of these examples. During Trump's administration, the administration barred experts from warning legislators that they were about to write a major environmental loophole into a law.
Wait a second. Wait. They explain that to me again.
They were writing a law,
okay,
and the administration was looking at it and they're like, oh my God, this is going to, there's going to be a big loophole. The polluters are going to be able to exploit this.
Yes. And
their experts told them that. And instead of telling Congress, hey, you guys got to do something about this loophole.
They kept it.
They said,
liked it.
You experts don't say a fucking word to anybody.
But were the experts, did they have to speak? Did they have to share their information or were they silenced?
Current and former EPA staffers allege in a new revealed internal communications. The loophole arising from a clause in the 2020 National Defense Authorization Act enabled many companies to avoid disclosing releases of toxic forever chemicals to the EPA.
Wait a second. That's crazy. That's why we have the EPA.
This is The Hill that broke the story, I think.
Okay.
Internal EPA correspondence obtained by The Hill shows that career staff members attempted to make Congress aware of the issue, but their efforts were rebuffed by political appointees.
Our system, we are poison. We are rot. We are rotten. We are poison.
One employee lamented that career staff tried to tell the Senate about the problem, but he could not get approval to do so.
God damn it.
The clause at issue, written by the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, said on January 1, 2020, some of the chemicals, also known as PFAS, must be included in the EPA's reporting database for toxic chemical releases. But while the clause specified an annual reporting threshold for the compounds, it did not indicate whether Congress intended to deem them chemicals of special concern, as opposed to the baseline standard chemical label. They forgot to label it.
Right. They forgot to label it. The Republicans are like, get cancer, get sick.
The stricter designation, polluters could hide their discharges under an exemption intended for chemicals released in small proportions. So you think any
trickle down?
Do you think any of these chemical corporations or whatever, any of these polluters would do that unscrupulous evil thing? Of course they would.
Pat, you just revealed the true trickle down. This is trickle down.
Right.
It's not economics. It's forever chemicals, and everybody can get cancer. Congratulations. But this is fucking nuts.
Some EPA experts wanted to point this out to Senate staffers, but said they were blocked from doing so.
I want people to go to fucking jail over this. People should be rotting in jail over this shit. Is our government supposed to protect? Get Merrick Garland out of bed. Figure out this shit. Damn it.
Right, right.
This is nuts. This is Scott Pruitt's EPA, or whose EPA is this?
2019, this is after Pruitt.
Oh, okay. It's that bucknut from Arkansas, so the oil guy.
EPA experts from the Toxic Release Inventory Program.
Ooh, yes! All over the place. Shit, Rudy.
found themselves talking to brick walls built by the Trump administration.
Fuck that. Knock
according
the brick walls
to the
down.
Internal correspondence. The experts were called trying to inform the Senate committee that the language they were incorporating would not likely lead to stricter PFAS reporting. But the messages never reached their intended recipients.
Oh, my God. The message must reach the recipients. How do you make the government protect us from forever chemicals? Do you have to hold a metaphorical gun to people's heads to make them do the right thing? This is a dumb story. This is nuts. It's the EPA.
Asked where the breakdown in communication occurred. One of the people said initially Mark Hartman and then Nancy Beck. Mark Hartman is some deputy director of programs, a career official.
Okay.
Nancy Beck is a Trump appointee.
Nine!
Who served as deputy and then principal deputy assistant administrator.
Oh my God.
Of the EPA's Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention.
Fix this or we have to rename the EPA to something else because there's no protection. God, we're a broken record. I feel like we're talking about Scott Pruitt again. God damn.
Correspondence from 2019 shows that career EPA staffers made multiple attempts to warn about the loophole.
And then what? Did people just ignore it?
Yeah.
Shit, man. Okay. Good. Okay. What's the resolution to this story? This so we can feel good about it.
Right. I don't know what you're looking for.
Have your babies and let them choke to death on forever chemicals, says America. Fuck, that is insane. Oh my God. For the love of shit. The environment.
It went out. As they're all arguing about it in the background.
Yes.
The EPA issued its rule codifying PFAS as a standard chemical.
Shit, man.
Oops.
Is there not an inspector general in the EPA that inspects shit? Where is that? Where is that person? Does that person exist?
Well, not in the Trump administration.
But now.
Well, that person exists,
now.
But they're Trumpy.
But now. Why not now? Fire people. Figure this out. It's forever chemicals. God damn it. Shit. Joe Biden's got to hire a czar of the EPA to fuck everybody up and to make them do the right fucking thing.
In the aftermath of the rule's implementation, the EPA revealed that during the first year of reporting for 2020, the nation's facilities managed 800,000 pounds of PFAS in 2020, but only disclosed 9,000.
Wait. Tell me the difference again. It's what?
The nation's facilities managed 800,000 pounds of PFAS in 2020, but only 9,000 was disclosed.
Oh my God. If I was Biden and I heard this news right now, I mean, we're going to the EPA right now. We're all going and we're finding out what's happening. Cards on the table, bitches. 800,000.
Meanwhile,
guess
when they fixed it? After Biden became president.
Yes. Oh, good. Oh, they fixed it.
Yeah.
They fixed it. That's great. So now the loophole's gone.
Now, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? The Republicans are drizzling forever chemicals all over the place.
Right, but these are forever chemicals. So a lot of people are saying, well, too little too late, because these motherfuckers dumped 800,000 pounds of it.
What do we do when Republicans are in office if we don't want to drizzle forever chemicals into the Grand Canyon's asshole every 5 minutes? I mean, what is our protections? Where was the inspector general during this for the EPA?
Probably appointed by Trump.
God. I mean, this was after Scott Pruitt had his whatever he did to
us. Right, right.
So we retired. The country
his skin is great.
The what?
His skin is very supple.
Well, yeah, I hope so, unless he goes swimming in some lake with these chemicals.
After sending those guys. These people don't go swimming anywhere near this stuff.
There's no pollution near these fuckers.
That's the rule I want.
Oh, yeah, I want that rule, too.
All of these executives and these owners of these company have to live within a mile of all of their plants.
And if you don't live near the pollution, we're bringing it to you, motherfuckers. I'm pouring all this shit in your pool. I'm rubbing it in your face. Theoretically. God.
Politically.
That's infuriating. So if Trump would have won another term, we wouldn't be doing this story. And there'd still be forever chemicals shooting out of somewhere into lakes and streams, right? Only reason.
God, I'm looking for another story and getting ready to play a clip. And we got to get the fuck out of here really fast.
God, somebody get in charge of the EPA. This is all fucking bullshit.
We'll be back. Faithless Friday, everybody. Friday, 2 p.m. 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting app or at crabdiving.com. See what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, fucking X, and RatedRComedy.com.
All the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great couple of days. We will hit you up again on Friday.
9!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.